Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Bede Hill, and this is the D Word Podcast, where we talk dementia. Welcome along to another D-Word podcast. Now, a couple of weeks ago, it was my great pleasure to chat with dementia campaigner Agnes Houston, MBE. Well, this week, Agnes is back, talking about how dementia affects the senses and her booklet, Talking Sense. And as always, she's in great form. Well, Agnes, it is brilliant to have you back on the programme. Last time we were talking about dementia through our eyes, the children's quiz, and we were chatting so nicely, we ran out of time. And so I had to get you back, and you wanted to talk this time about talking sense and living with sensory changes and dementia, which is a really informative little book that you put together on the subject. I wonder if I can start, when you were first diagnosed, were you told about any of this sensory stuff that might happen?
No, Pete, nothing like that. It was all about memory and who, what year it was, pick up a piece of paper, that kind of thing. And I kept saying about how my writing had changed and how I couldn't see properly. And nobody even, what was it, heard what I said. And if they heard it, they never reflected back anything about it. It was totally ignored. And at the time, I was so confused and following the protocol that they were setting out. And I ignored it. I just went on, I can't see what's happening with my writing. Why am I bumping into things? And I was perplexed with it, you know. And it was other people with dementia that listened, heard, and chatted to me about their challenges. And so we got identification. They were saying that the dementia world wasn't talking to them about it. And so they were sharing their solutions and I was trying their solutions. And then I thought, this ain't right, you know. And when it affected, I spoke to my daughter about it. She took time out of work. We found a little bit of funding and we went round interviewing people with dementia, collating the story and put it into the first booklet that I wrote about this, which was called Dementia is More Than Memory. This went viral. It was transcribed into 9, 10 different languages. Donna was getting phone calls from everywhere saying how I was going to divorce my husband. I read your booklet and it makes sense now, you know. And I thought, wow, things will change now. People will talk. And it didn't change. It changed for the professionals and say the allied health professionals, and a lot of them got, I'm going to say promoted, and maybe that's not right, but they helped with their job and their academia work and things like that. But at grassroots, nothing were helping with solutions for us. And it wasn't being highlighted at the dementia conferences. And so I was asked to speak one time about how successful this booklet was. And I stood up and said it was one of the biggest disappointments in my life. We just don't understand it in 9 different languages. Nobody's listening to us in 9 different languages. It never changed anything for us, the people who had the diagnosis and who it was aimed to help. And that caused a bit of disruption in the world, you know. And at the end of that conference, someone suggested, why don't you do a Churchill Fellow? And I'd never heard of that. And I says, and what difference is that going to travel to learn and come back, and with a Churchill Fellow, people will listen to you more. And I thought, okay, wonder what that is. In for a penny, in for a pound. And I just blindly went forward with this. And this is my idea. Give me a fellowship. I'll travel and I'll bring it back to you and maybe use a lesson. It was more difficult than I thought. So anybody that wants to do a Churchill Fellowship, it's a lot of fun and you do get outcomes, but do your homework a wee bit better than I did. You need to set a time aside, a lot of time in that. And but I got through for my Churchill Fellowship. And it's, you go through, set, you put in a proposal, and then they like it, then they ask you to do more, and you do a wee bit more, and then they invite you to London in front of a board to convince them why they should give you it. So they knock people out of the running, if you like. And it was quite daunting. They never put any help in for me having dementia. So you weren't allowed to have any notes. You weren't allowed you to go in and do it all yourself, you know. And but at that time in my dementia, I was angry, and I had put this anger into a purpose. It fueled outcomes, if you like. And so I never looked angry or sounded angry, but it was the fuel behind all the sensory work. Then they said, okay, I got this letter in saying, congratulations, you've been awarded this. Where are you wanting to travel? But this time my travelling days had been curtailed, and I thought, oh God, do I need to travel? I just want them to listen. So anyway, I went to Canada because I had contacts in Canada, and I knew Canada was doing a lot in dementia. And I wondered, are they more astute than what the UK is? And I went to Ireland because it was nearer, and I had contacts there. And I thought, let's find out. I just choose two places, don't need to go big travelling. And Canada was amazing. They were soaking it up. I was in universities, hospitals, science lab. They were showing me how they were looking at this field. And when I came back, I had to write it all up. And I thought, I've got dementia. Does nobody listen to me?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
This is the D-Word podcast with my guest, Agnes Houston.
So Hammond Care from Australia, because I'd done work in Australia, they realised that and they got me Dr. Julie Christie. And her and I sat, and with all my findings, her and I, over a long period of time, turned it into the Talking Sense book. Because I didn't want my findings to sit in somebody's lovely office. I wanted it to help people living with dementia and the people who wanted to understand why we couldn't see, although our eyes were healthy, why we were spitting food out, although we ate it last week. You know, why we were having hypersensitivity to noise. And not only the why, but what could they do to keep us in the community and to make life remain bearable, you see. So the book, Talking Sense, was very well received and we're getting great accolades. And then during COVID, the Churchill Fellowship said to me, I got a letter saying, we would like you to apply. What would you do if you got money? And by this time, I was not very well and I was spending a lot of time in bed. And I thought, I don't want your money and I don't want to do anything. But I felt by this time that I owed it to the people who gave of their time. I owed it to the people who were just getting diagnosed to graciously accept this money. And I turned the Talking Sense book, with the help again from Hammond Care, into an online course for audiologists, ophthalmologists, and anyone who wanted an understanding of the sensory challenges that people may have and do have with dementia. And again, that has been a great success, you know. And it was all fueled by, I would say, maybe not even anger, frustration. Why is nobody listening? Was it because I had dementia? Do they listen more because now I've got a Churchill Fellow and it's quite a thing to achieve, you know? I don't know. And, you know, Pete, I don't care because the outcome is I want people living with dementia to get all the help they can for the challenges that they have, not the challenges that the professionals perceive they should have. And what's not what's more important to the professional. You know, it might not be important to a professional who's listening to you that you can no longer go out into a cafe with your mates because of the noise. But it's a big thing into your social interaction and keeping connected to your community. You know, these little things, you know, my daughter was so embarrassed in many different places in Canada with my sensory challenges between loudly proclaiming that the soup was awful and off and everybody's looking at me in the restaurant to me. It's an automatic response. Putting something in your mouth, your brain's telling you that it's poison or it's off. And you automatically spit it out. It doesn't matter if you're in front of the king or, you know, a big do for dementia, you know. So, yeah, so it's getting people to understand, you know. And I'm just so grateful to you, Pete, so that if anybody's listening and something just twigs and they say, ah, is that that? Maybe this book or this course will give me a solution.
Yeah, I think it's great. I've read the book, and I think it gives you not only the problem, but as you say, it gives you the solution and simple things you can do as well. And, you know, I've done 200 odd shows now, and I learned a lot because there are things in your book that made me think, wow, I didn't know that. And I wonder, from medical professionals, it must be frustrating a little bit on their side, because if you look at vision, you know, someone in the opticians is going to say, oh, your eyes look fine. Yeah. But for you, you've obviously got a whole load of stuff going on.
Yeah, I think it was knowledge is power, Pete, and that is what it is. So when the optician at the last time, they were always telling me my eyes were fine, and at the last one, and I turned around and I said, I hear you, what you're saying. Will you send me to the hospital? If my eyes are fine, then it's neurological. Let's have a look at that. So they are totally correct in what they say, Pete. And it took me a long time to come to that, because they've done their job as ophthalmologists, but they just didn't know what the next step they could do, which is, I'm going to refer you to the hospital. Your eyes are fine as far as I am, high street opticians and ophthalmologists. I think you need investigation. Now, I then, through a wee bit of persuasion, got to the hospital, and then I was lucky. I got a beautiful ophthalmologist who then took me through a lot of tests that autistic children get. So they collated that together. And I think that happened because there was one of the girls had, they see autistic children. So they had an understanding of that. And so they done a lot of tests with me there. And then I get passed, you know, on to the next step. And then I went to the very boss, you know. And then he said to me, look, Agnes, we've done all these tests. We've got your eyes. Your eyesight is to the optimum that we can do as opticians and ophthalmologists, but you still are not seeing correctly. So with your permission, can I speak to your dementia consultant and we will have this conversation, which they did do. And then the optician said to me, I'll never forget it, my daughter was sitting and is, you know, very quiet voice, very concerned. And he said, I am so sorry to impart this sad news to you. There is nothing that can be done for you. You have neurological vision impairment, you know. And I thought, at last, the recognition that this was a neurological condition, it was, you know, they understand that with strokes, but they never put it together, well, not for me, and certainly not for anybody that I interviewed, you know. So, yeah, there's a long way to go yet, and all we can do is take baby steps. And if, like yourself, someone picks the book up and you can download it free, you know, everything I do is for free. And there's now a course that you can go on and do where you can just, you know, it's like a little quiz thing, you know, you like, you read the book and you tick off. And then if you haven't quite understood it, you can go back, etc., you know. And a lot of people really like that as well, you know. So, yes, it's been a hard journey, Pete. It's been amazing. I met some amazing people who gave of their time, which is amazing that scientists would give of their time to speak and to work together in collaboration, which enhanced their work. But it also enhanced my understanding, which I could I was getting out to others. Yeah. Would I do it again? I don't know. I think the answer is yes, because others have gained from it, and I've certainly gained from it. But it took a lot of my time, my daughter's time, doing things where I could have been having fun, you know. So I'm sure a lot of people will think about that, you know. It has been worthwhile, but you do pay a price for being an advocate and a pioneer in dementia, pushing the boundaries, if you like, you know. So it's not for the faint-hearted, you know. But, you know, it has its benefits too. Everything has its benefits, Pete, you know. And it's hard for me to remember because my memory is getting more affected now, you know. And in the book it talks about PCA, the parietal part of the brain, that, oh, God, I forget the famous man. He had that. He died. He wrote books and that might come to me. And that, but, you know, it's helped me to be able to get my needs met.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
This week on the D-Word podcast, I'm chatting to my guest, Agnes Houston.
It wasn't professionals that helped me. I had to go out and find it for myself, you know. And it was other, my peers of dementia, that when we were at conferences and we were sitting at the back because the noise was too much, and we were, you know, and we were all saying, what's the point of coming to these conferences? Because they ain't talking about things that are helping us, you know, that's important to us, you know. So, yeah. So that's where we... My daughter, you know. And my daughter who is, oh, gosh, because, I mean, it's 8 years, 9 years that we've been maybe, you know, we've been on this journey. And the first little booklet with her phone number, she still gets that phone calls from that first little booklet of, I felt the need to phone you up, what a difference you've made. And then Donna will say, well, I no longer working with my mum on that, but she's done this, that, and that. Here's another phone number and you'll be able to get more, you know. So sometimes it's the little things that help the most, you know?
Yeah, I do, you know, it really is. I mean, one thing that also comes across in looking through the book, I talk about touch because it really emphasises how everyone is different. And people put the kind of dementia umbrella, if I can call it that. But you write about touch. Now, some people can be really hypersensitive and other people can be hyposensitive. So not feeling, which, you know, has its own dangers with not being able to feel pain, et cetera. And it really comes across just from that little bit how different everybody is.
Yes, and we all, a lot of assumptions are made because one thing worked, you know, like sort of maybe support workers, that worked for Agnes, so it'll work for James, you know, and one's hyposensitive and, you know, the other's hyper, no, it ain't going to work. So that's why you've got to be a detective, and that's why knowledge is power. They just need to know that there's two ways. And I was, when I was doing the first booklet, and this gentleman, and I forget his name, and I was great friends with him, and I often think about him. And he was talking about he was hyposensitive to pain, you know. He had a high threshold of pain. So he could put his hands under hot water and not, it's scalding hot water, and not understand and have a scald, you know. And my husband was the same. He had dementia and we used to laugh, and we're not laughing because we didn't understand, you know. And he got a hip replacement and he said, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't have pain, So he had, again, he didn't feel pain, you know, and so it was good that we had a knowledge of that by the time he went in for his hip replacement. But we used to laugh. Good God, Alan could have a broken leg and he could walk on it because he never felt pain. But we never looked at it as a detective. We never investigated it. And, you know, time is very precious these days. GPs don't have time. So they'll say to you, have you pain? No. Right? And then if they discover that people with dementia have pain, they blame dementia. They don't remember the pain. They don't realise that it can be this hypersensitive or hyposensitive, you know. So it's very important in the care of people with dementia, you know. So, you know, even your dental care, you know, which oral hygiene is very important in people with dementia in care homes. It's something that's not quite looked at. A lot of people are younger. They've looked after their teeth, so they've not all got dentures, you know. And so it's important that their teeth are flossed and clean and what have you. And it's not part of the routine. They might hand you a toothbrush, but they don't check. And how often are dentists brought into care homes to look at their oral hygiene? And if they've got their own teeth, but they're not sensing pain, and they've got cavities, it's a whole new ball game in the care of dementia.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're very good at opening up cans of worms, aren't you?
You know, I think maybe because I was a nurse in the back, you know, I trained as a nurse, I worked in intensive care, I've been exposed to a lot of things. And now I've got nothing else but to see the cans of worms and the areas that are not being taken care of, not understanding how important it is, and not allowing your support workers in care homes the time to do that. You know, if you're too busy, you're not going to notice, you know. So there's a lot out there that we can do. Doesn't cost a lot of money. Just prescribe time to care. I remember talking in a hospital and I was saying to the nurses, because they were very keen because I was a nurse, you know, and I was saying, you know, if I was in charge of the wards now, I would be saying to the doctor on the rounds with the prescription can, and by the way, we've got two people in here with dementia. I want you to prescribe 2.5 nurses to give time to care to these patients. You need to cost equate, value it, you know, and value it why, and back it up with the whys. And I could back it up in a lot of areas, you know, why, you know, and how they would save money in the long run, by just putting that, you know, the old favourite, a stitch in time saves nine. Well, that, putting that little bit of extra nursing care in is going to save you a lot of money in the long run, you know.
I think you've done it again, Agnes, because last time you were on, you put me on board the Abbey bus, which I have adopted. And this time, I think prescribed time to care is the new mantra, because I think that is really, really important. Time's done it to us again, and he's drawing us to a close. But I just want to thank you for being a continued inspiration, and all the work that, you know, you have done and are doing is so important. And I know you said that part of the way through the conversation, you said a lot of the work you've done has taken away your chance of having fun. But if you turn that the other way around, a lot of work you have done has allowed a lot of people to have fun.
Yes, thank you very, very much. And, you know, I repeat, you do an amazing job. And for the listeners, keep listening, but not just listen. One action will make a big difference. Just take one thing and put it into action, and it wouldn't worth it. So thank you very much.
No, thank you, Agnes. And hopefully we'll talk again on the show. Thanks for being my guest.
Yeah. Thank you, Pete.
Thanks to Agnes. It's always great to have her here on the podcast. The book Talking Sense is a free download and well worth reading. Just put Talking Sense Agnes Houston into any search engine and it'll point you in the right direction. Well, that's all for this week. Hope you've enjoyed it, and you'll join me again soon for another D Word podcast.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.